Hi, this is the Maverick Hugo reporting modern art concert journalism for the modern art music movement. It is April 28th, 2024, reporting from the former Soviet Union, Republic of Georgia, near the border with Russia, Turkey, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, a camel ride away from Kazakhstan, the Ukraine, Israel, Syria, Iran, Lebanon, Palestine, Yemen, and the Gaza Strip. My job is not to be politically correct. It is to witness, observe, analyze, and document the beautiful chaos that surrounds us all so that future generations can understand how we got to this moment in time, where I am once again blessed to be joined by Dustin Nemos from United States. Dustin, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I may have to turn video off just based on my Sateloon or satellite connection here. Sometimes it's iffy to preserve our audio. But essentially, you know, I don't know about United anymore. It seems like these disunited states are falling apart faster and faster. But thank you for having me on.
You know, it's so sad because that's the sense that I get whenever I do interviews with people inside the United States. I can sense the desperation. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that they are awake. But we're talking in an echo chamber, and those who are not awake are in a state of, they just don't want to believe what they see in front of them. It's a cognitive dissonance. And what is amazing to me is that we just got past the COVID plandemic, where you had to wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart and stay inside, and you couldn't go to people's funerals. And then Putin cured COVID with the Ukraine war, and then all of a sudden everybody turned to that. And so it just seems like people aren't putting one and one together, and none of the people who did this to the United States of America, because the plan is to destroy the United States of America, because if the United States goes down, the whole world plunges into the dark ages, and the world is watching. And we're just, I can say this as a person watching my country fall apart through the looking glass. We're wondering, what's taking you guys so long to wake up? I know you're awake. I know others are awake in the alternative media. But I've just done a series of reports how they've even infiltrated alternative media because nobody's watching the fake news media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, all those. Nobody's watching. So now they're having some input from X22 report. He told us that step in and have the recount of the election and all this stuff. So far, everything he said has just been completely wrong.
He also helped spread at least one instance of atrocity propaganda in the fake bombing hospital narrative that Israel put forward in order to help, you know, justify baby bombing, which is essentially what Israel has been doing. So he is complicit in the sin of this war against women and children that's going on in Gaza right now.
Yeah, I agree. I totally see it, and I totally agree with that. You know what? I want to start us off with a prayer, if you can. Dustin, please, just so that we are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And some people get mad at you and I because we have faith, and there's a lot of atheists out there. But the thing is, you know, you've got to believe in something. I mean, what's the point of our existence if you don't believe in anything?
We all have faith.
Yeah,
we all have faith. People have faith in this or that lie. They have faith in what they call science that isn't science. They believe in all sorts of lies. They rarely have any evidence for it. They just sort of believe authority figures and what they were told growing up. We all have faith in something. Rarely have we actually studied and have reasons for why we have faith.
Yeah, they have faith in Beyonce, you know. But meanwhile, if you say that you want to... Or you want to believe in a guy who preached the golden rule, love one another and do unto others as you'd have done unto yourself. Somehow now you're believing the...
That's the Adam Green narrative, yeah.
Control the Muslims. Yeah, yeah, let's address all that stuff. But first, let's go into a prayer if you can.
And my prayer is going to reflect this because I'm in combat with these folks on Twitter. I mean, Adam Green blocked me after I accepted his last debate, after I spanked him in our first debate. I'm in constant battle with these folks one way or another. And I've been in that a little bit this morning while I was babysitting the kids. I've been sort of pushing back against the Alex Joneses of the world and the Edom Greens of the world, and their lies. And, You know, my prayer may reflect that, so you have to forgive me. But I do want to add this. I was a lifelong hardcore anti-God atheist who liked to debate Christians, Muslims, whoever, and I would invite pastors in my house when I was 15 to 16, and I would spank them in front of the kids that they brought with them. I'm not proud of it. I led many Christians away from God using logic and what I thought was actual science. as someone who tested these things for myself, as someone who went to debunk God, I can tell you the prophecies are 100% accurate. The across thousands of years with hundreds or thousands of times, they're in sync with one another. It's the most accurate history book of all time, or collection of history books. And all of the miracles like Sodom and Gomorrah and the flood, etc., are abundant evidence in our physical world, like whale bones on mountaintops across the world. So you know, we have tons of evidence. God is real, which God is real, etc. So if you're actually studying things and you're a learned person and you reason and you're honest with yourself, you'll come to God no matter which path you take anywhere, because they all point back to Him. It really comes down to humility and being able to accept that you were wrong and lied to. But here's my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, allow us discernment and courage and the energy and organized capacity to destroy, in your name, these liars in the public image. Go after their lies. Make them exposed, Father. Help us to bring them down. Help us to name the Jew as your son did, the greatest namer of the Jews of all time, Yeshua Jesus Christ. And I apologize about the saw noises. Amen.
Amen. All right. So for those of you who are tuning in for the first time and don't know, I self-identify as a fat black Jewish lesbian taco trapped in a man's body with Asperger's syndrome and a Soros Holocaust survivor who dated Anne Frank, as well as a person of size, so that if and when I decide to fly on Southwest Airlines, and I just wanted to start with a prayer as well. Us Jews, we like to call this Yom Kippur, and it's called the Kol Nidre prayer. Are you familiar with this prayer?
I am, yeah.
Okay. This prayer allows us to revoke any promises, vows, or anathemas that we've made to any goy, as we like to call you non-Jews. So here we go. All vows, obligations, oaths, and anathemas, whether called konam, konas, or by any other name, which we may vow or swear or pledge, or whereby we may be bound, from this day of atonement until the next, we do repent. May they be deemed absolved, forgiven, annulled, and void, and made of no effect. They shall not bind us nor have power over us. The vows shall not be reckoned vows. So how do you feel about the celebration of Yom Kippur with the Kol Nidre prayer, where a Jew can just basically wash his hands of any promise or commitment or any kind of vow that he's made to the non-Jews?
Well, that's essentially it. It's an oath to promise that your other oaths are meaningless. And it's basically a liar's vow to lie. I mean, you can't really see it any other way. They can put all sorts of words to it, and they can pray it to God, which is blasphemy in the first place, because he doesn't like oaths and he doesn't like liars. Thou shalt not bear false witness. However, you know, frankly, it's just in their nature. They're demons. They invert everything on its head from the Bible. And I don't mean demon sense, and I don't mean just the Zionists. I mean every blood Jew is a blood demon. And they die, their spirits do not go where ours go. They become what we know of as demons. And in life, they are living demons or Nephilim. They are mutants. They are monsters. They are hybrids. They are not man in the sense that we are. They're just heavily mixed in. So, you know, if you took some sort of like a bobcat and mixed it in with a pack of chihuahuas, over time, that bobcat somehow would start to look like a chihuahua, and it would get smaller like a chihuahua. That's what happened to the giants. Doesn't mean that thing's ever going to be a true chihuahua. A chihuahua is a true dog, believe it or not, because it's still the same kind. You can have all kinds of variety within that kind, wolf, chihuahua, whatever. but you'll never mix that kind, naturally speaking. That's what a Nephilim is. It's a mixture. It's a monster, a mixture of different species. That's what happened in the pre-flood world. All flesh was corrupted. So it's very important to understand when we use that term demon, like I mean it.
Now, the thing is, as a Jew, hearing you say these things, they would call you anti-Semitic, because the thing is, according to the Jewish Talmud, Baba Kama 113a, it says, Jews may use lies to circumvent a non-Jew, also known as a goy, which would be you. So basically, the Talmud gives a Jew permission to lie to you, and if you don't like that, that makes you an anti-Semite, right?
Well, they're technically not even. They're technically Hamites, and they've stolen the identity of Shem. And it's interesting that like most of them are Ashkenazi, and Ashkenaz wasn't even himself Semitic, nor was he Israeli, which came way later in scriptural timeline. But the thing is, they have zero evidence for being of the people of Jacob or of Shem at all. Now, Shem is something you would be hard to argue that anybody is of Shem because it's so far back. But in terms of Israelite heritage and scripture and prophecy and descriptions of those people and all the things they were meant to do, etc., it's all 100% on the side of Europeans. America was in Leviticus right there. 1776 was in Leviticus 26:18. And so was the UK, one of the founding nations within Europe. The lost tribes of Israel became the West that the Edom demons are now trying to kill while pretending they are the lost tribes or lost tribe of Israel. I mean, they admit that the other tribes are out there somewhere, but they're not that curious to find them, are they?
Did you know that Johns Hopkins did a genetic study and it showed that 97.5% of Judaics living in Israel have absolutely no ancient Hebrew DNA? Yeah. They are therefore not Semites and have no ancient blood ties to the land of Palestine at all. Meanwhile, 80% of Palestinians carry ancient Hebrew DNA and thus are real Semites.
Well, I want to. You said.
Okay.
When you said they have no claim to Palestine, their claim actually predates the people of Israel in the Bible, because Israel was given the land of Canaan as the promised land. The Canaanites had to be wiped out first. And he actually told Joshua, quote, leave nothing alive, end quote, man, woman, child, and animal. Whole tribes were meant to be cleansed out because they were not human. And this is where you start seeing like the sons of Anak, who were like towering above us and we were like grasshoppers in their sight, etc. And they intimidated the humans so much that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years with Moses because they were afraid to go fight these things. Joshua didn't wipe them all out. King David didn't wipe them all out, refusing to wipe them all out. And then by the time of David's son Solomon, they were taxing what was left. They weren't killing them like they were supposed to. But they do have a claim to this land. It's not honored. It's not. It's no longer legal in biblical terms. But their claim is that they are the giants that were there before God's people. And I can give you an example. When Trump gave them what we call the Golan Heights, that was really Mount Hermon. That is where the fallen angels landed. And that is their Mount Olympus to their false gods.
So you're speaking of those who identify themselves as Jews right now?
Yeah. They are the descendants of the giants of the Bible. And those giants own the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, which were the post-flood giants, the whole tribe of Canaanites, all of the Canaanites. And those people had to be driven out of that land before it was given to God's chosen people of Abraham through Isaac, through Jacob, who was renamed Israel. And Esau mixed in with those people, so there are some like white Jews out there, because Esau mixed in with multiple Canaanite wives, and that's where you get the bad guy at the end of the Bible called Edom or Amalek, and they're projecting that onto the West right now. They're saying that America or the West or Rome or whatever, or Christianity, depending on who you ask or how honest they are, they're calling us Amalek, saying we have to be destroyed, and they're twisting scripture in that way. But they are themselves provably, demonstrably, and in some cases admittedly, like in the Judaic Encyclopedia, they are Edom. I can show you the genetics, I can show you the skull shapes, I can show you the archaeology, I can show you the etymology, I can show you confessions, etc. I can show you where, in fact, the Jews who are not actually of Judah, who say they are and are not but do lie, which is the same thing as the Americans who are not Americans but are but pretend to be and do lie, are the same ones who are like the Russians who are not really Russians and pretend to be and do lie. It's a pattern with these folks. They infiltrate. Jesus was warning us about it in John 8:33-4:4. He was telling us that these guys are not the actual tribes of Israel. They're imposters. They're pretenders. But he admitted that they were of Abraham. And it gives you exactly who they are. That means Esau, Israel's brother. Also of Abraham, a different branch, a cursed branch, because he mixed in with the seed of the serpent. So they were, for a long time, locked on a place called Mount Seir, where they betrayed the local Hittite giants, mixed in with them, but betrayed them, took over. And that basically became Khazaria. Now, they were ran out of Khazaria by the former Rus, which is where you get the Ukrainians of today. And now they're genociding the Ukrainians in revenge and establishing new Khazaria in Ukraine. So they're just taking their old homelands back. That's all this is. They're getting revenge on the people who drove them out, and they want to take over the whole world, which is their birthright in the Talmud, etc., because they think they're Satan's chosen people. But this was their land one time, so I didn't mean to go too long on. But just a quick correction, because people don't understand that, you know, the reason they want these particular places goes back to all of those baby sacrifice shrines on Mount Hermon, the Golan Heights.
Wow. Okay. So then let me share a screen with you, because I want to show the audience kind of where I see what you were talking about. Can you see my screen, Dustin?
Yeah.
Okay, you see where it says Jewish refugees from Europe who emigrated to Palestine signed this document, a covenant which stipulated, I swear to be loyal to the government of Palestine.
Yeah.
So with the Kol Nidre prayer, basically anytime a Jew makes any kind of swear or vow or promise, they can basically just wipe their hands and say, well, I just said the Kol Nidre prayer, so that doesn't mean anything. Which is interesting, because if your lawyer is a Jew, if your accountant is a Jew, if your Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, is a Jew, that's why you notice they didn't actually take an oath. A lot of these people that are in office, supposedly representing the United States, they haven't even taken their oath. Anthony Blinken,
It wouldn't matter if they did. Harlan, some of them take their oath on some other book or a comic book or something now. Sorry to interrupt
you. That's okay. But I'm just saying, people don't understand when you're dealing with people who in their fiber of being, according to the Talmud, is that you can use lies to circumvent the non-Jews, then you know, how people get like saying that these are the chosen people or how they even believe anything they say. And again, when you can just absolve yourself of any promise that you make to somebody with the Kol Nidre prayer, that's amazing too. You were going to say something, Dustin. Go ahead.
Well, and then I'm going to show within, you. Yeah, basically within two generations of them making any sort of a large intro of their people into any other nation, like if they move there in bulk, within two generations, that nation is probably going to suffer some sort of a genocide, a plague, communism, war, which was instigated more of like a Christian versus Christian brother war, generally speaking, massive betrayal, etc. So it's always the same case. And I'll use the example of when they originally became, you know, Jews, and they basically were going at the time by the name of Idumeans, which was Edom. Again, it's just another name. They kept changing their name. They had bad reputations, so Canaanite, Phoenician, Edomite, Idumean, they just kept changing. They like to go into other people's cultures as well, like the Phoenicians, and do bad things. So they like to wear swastika tattoos while they bomb babies in the name of Nazis while they're actually praying at the Wailing Wall, which means they're actually Jews. So they like to false flag everybody who has a good name, and then they try to basically avoid consequences and criticism that way. So they've basically invented false flags, and they've been doing this for a long time. But John Hyrcanus, a king of Judea, king of Judah, of the tribe of Judah, conquered the Idumean Edomite Jews long ago. And then, this is right before the time of Christ, so a little over 2,000 years ago. And then Herod, the Edomite Idumean Jew, became king with Rome's help. And the Caiaphas, another Edomite, Idumean Jew, became high priest with Rome's help, and they killed the former king's son, John Hyrcanus II, after the first, his father, had allowed them to be citizens after conquering them. So they, you know, they swore the same oath, promised to be true to God's law in this case, not just man's law, because they kept God's law at that time, at least in part. And, you know, they were ascribed to be Judeans at that point ever since. But they basically infiltrated and killed and then brought about their own laws. And by the time of Jesus, they were killing babies to prevent him. And they were teaching the traditions of the elders, which is what Jesus called the Talmud. They had not published it yet, so it hadn't got the name Talmud. They were just teaching it orally. And, you know, they had it probably written on scrolls at that point. But basically, it's the same thing. They're teaching traditions of men, teachings of men in place of God's law and God's commandments and God's teachings. And that's what Jesus came to rebuke. So another long-winded answer.
No, that's okay. I could see why you call them the synagogue. Well, Jesus called them the synagogue of Satan, and you refer to them as demons, because these people, and I think the people in the United States are starting to wake up to this, particularly the younger generation, are starting to see that these people are evil. And I think people are starting to call them what they are, which are Jews, because that's what they self-identify as. And if you can't name the Jew, which is what we're calling this podcast, Name the Jew, you got to get over that fear. So anyway, I want to show this, because this is kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong, what those who self-identify as Jews are claiming with regards to Israel and their right to it.
Hello, nice to meet you. Do you live here?
Yes.
With your family?
No, I live alone. So, sorry.
Oh, that's even easier. This is my house.
What?
Sorry, my English is not very good. Is Issa?
Yes. See?
Is that a Roman city?
I see. You're joking. It's a lovely joke. Because you're Italian, you think that you own this place because...
No, there is no joke. The Romans occupied England in the 5th century, so anyone of Roman descent has an historic claim to this land. Now leave, my family is waiting outside.
Oh my God, you're serious?
Yes, my God Jupiter proclaimed it. So now back up and peace off, pretty boy.
Your English sounds pretty good to me. Listen. You can't just turn up to someone's house, evict them, and then move in because you think you're the descendants of someone who lived here thousands of years ago. You know that's ridiculous, right?
Pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, guys, come in. Right.
So, yeah, instead of calling him an anti-Semite, he's an anti-Jupiterite. Would you describe that as being what's going on right now in Palestine with the people that you were describing? I mean,
it's worse than that. They're actually, what's happening is they're pretending to be Israelite Europeans who then are reclaiming a land that was taken from them by God and never given back in Leviticus. And then they were conquered and then they were given new lands according to prophecy, like America. Leviticus 26:18, right there. Do the math. Or the UK, etc. So we Americans and Europeans, the actual lost tribes of Israel, have no claim to Palestine, and neither do the Jews pretending to be us.
Can you still see the screen there?
Yeah.
Dustin? Okay, so you see where this study shows that?
And I have that's a lot where of info on this, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because the thing is, we really need to educate the public, because without the public understanding what's going on, we're not in a state of command, and we have to start taking control of this, because this is really what the United States is like right now. Would you agree? Is this how you feel being in the United States?
Well, we clearly have no free speech in relation to, you know, who. You can criticize white Christians, and you can criticize all sorts of other things, and you can basically BLM riot, and you will not go to jail. However, if you criticize the Jews in any way, protests at colleges get shut down by violent police despite not a single law being broken. Governors clamp down.
I want to show some of this because this is really disturbing. And this message here is right on point. It says, see how quickly the government and media fell in line with Israeli demands. Anti-Israel genocide protests suddenly became pro-Hamas demonstrations. System pigs were activated nationwide to arrest anyone criticizing the butchering Jews. And the footage that I have here is quite shocking. I want to show it to your audience and anybody who's tuning in, because you have to see it to believe it. They didn't do this during the BLM riots. They didn't do this during the Antifa riots. They let the people loot, rob, and actually murder innocent civilians. But these people who are peacefully protesting are being shut down immediately. Check this out.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do for you right now?
Can you call the philosophy department office and tell them I've been requested?
Yes, call the philosophy department office. I will. I will. What's your... I got you.
So what's strange to me, Dustin, and you're being in the United States, let me know how this is working. Look at these police. These are usually either Freemasons or some sort of goy that are under the spell of the Jew, and they don't realize that they're next on the chopping block, because it says right here in the Talmud that even the best of non-Jews should all be killed. It says it right here. They don't seem to understand that. So these cops, these military that are essentially putting their lives on the line for the Jews think that all children of non-Jews are animals, that non-Jews are not humans, they are beasts. It says, show no mercy to the non-Jews. Every Jew who spills the blood of the non-Jew is doing the same as making a sacrifice to God. So I don't understand. Can you explain to me what's going on in the mind of these police officers? And I'll show you more footage of what they're doing to the people, why you try to explain to the audience why these people are being traitors. Not only – it doesn't matter if you're an atheist cop or you're a Buddhist cop. Well, they're not going by the Constitution. These people are peacefully protesting.
They
I mean, they're actually shooting bullets. They're rubber bullets, but nonetheless, they weren't doing this during the BLM and during the Antifa. And I thought they said Black Lives Matter. And I thought they said that Me Too with the women's movement, that you're supposed to be respecting the women. Meanwhile, look how they're treating the blacks. And look how they're treating the women.
Yeah.
And all they were doing was setting up tents. They weren't looting. They weren't hitting anybody. They were just setting up tents. But the Jews have such control over the United States that they won't even let these people set up tents, man. This is pretty bizarre. I just want to show you another clip here, because you've got guys like John Stewart, and I want to play the John Stewart clip too, because they seem to have brainwashed the blacks into believing John Stewart.
Our colleges are war zones.
Because the Jewish community and the black community, we should be together. Jews and blacks should we shouldn't fight. Well, there shouldn't be tension. Jews and blacks should get together and get whitey. I think.
Yeah, get together and get whitey until the Jews say that they don't like what you're saying. In which case, this is what the Jews get the white cops, the Freemasons, to do to the blacks.
I am a professor.
This is every professor, everyone.
I am a professor.
You
So she's not black. She is a woman, though. And I thought women had women's rights and all that.
This is a brown protest. Yeah.
I guess, you know, women's
it's
rights
a, it's don't a brown cause. And you see, I want to add that you see a lot of white Christians that are turning up to defend brown Palestinians and also brown Christians and brown Muslims alike in Palestine. And the churches and mosques have all been bombed at this point. Including some pretty ancient and important ones on both sides. So, you know, I'm not pro-Muslim, but I am pro-people, and I'm pro-baby and woman, and I don't want them to be bombed in any religion. And I want them to have a chance to find Christ and to find redemption and to find a life and purpose and love and all the things that we take for granted that they don't ever get because they live behind barbed wire all the time. But this is a brown issue, and we support the brown people because it's a human issue. The only people who don't are the non-humans, the Jews.
Yeah, so here's the clip that I wanted to show, because John Stewart is saying that us Jews and blacks need to get together. And when he says get, he means kill, whitey. Let's not beat around the bush. You got black guys being inspired to run up behind white guys who were just walking down the street and hitting them over the head with a brick. And yeah, nobody says anything about John Stewart and his hate speech. But the blacks are starting to wake up.
You know, if this were really a protest, they would have boards of nails strapped on their chests and arms so they couldn't get tackled like that.
What were you saying?
This is not a real, if this were a real riot, they would have boards of nails all over their body strapped on. You couldn't tackle them and jump on women like that if it were an actual riot.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You've got people going on there like Laura Loomer claiming that this is a riot. No, this is not a riot. They're attacking these unarmed women. I mean, you didn't see this during the BLM riots. You didn't see this during Antifa. They're assaulting women in the name of Jews. They're assaulting blacks, who the blacks are supposed to be on the side of Jews. I guess not.
Not after Kanye.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really bizarre what's going on. And look at the police. Some of the police officers are black. And I want to ask you, what's going on with the police? Why are the police taking the side of these demons?
You have two simple answers. One, IQ maximums. You cannot be a police officer if you score too high on an IQ test. And two, nonstop brainwashing from birth to death about the false nobility of the soldier instead of the warrior. The difference being the soldier fights for the government, does what he's told, points the gun at who he's told to point it at, beats, maims, kills, abuses, and comes home with trauma. And then the government throws them under the bus and doesn't give them medical care. And basically they usually become homeless and mentally ill, or they have horrors and PTSD for the rest of their lives, etc., because of the things that they did as soldiers. A warrior fights for his people against his government often, or against whoever tries to harm his people. So a soldier is not an honorable profession. It's not an honorable thing to be a cop or a soldier, but we're told from birth to death that it is the most honorable of things because they have to parade that and give them this false glory, or it's just not worth it for the crap pay and the horrible benefits.
Now look at this black cop here. He's fully armed. He sees somebody videotaping him. And so because he has that authority, he's gonna go and now arrest the guy because he's filming him. So what's up with these blacks, man? I mean, again, the Jews hate the blacks. They call them Schwarzes.
When
they're they call them niggers. Let's be honest, you know.
They use the word cushies, which is a Hebrew cushies, for nigger.
Yeah. Cushies, schwarzes, they don't like them. When I was in Israel, they had a big wall up, and they don't like blacks there, okay? Basically, Israel is like on a whole nother level of racist. But that's okay. Again, if you're a Jew and you're racist, that's okay. If you're a Jew and you're a misogynist, that's okay. If you're a Jew and you're a pedophile, that's okay. Why are the Christians and why are the blacks so cool with the Jews being pedophiles? I mean, I understand it's in the Talmud. And for those people who don't understand what I mean when I say the Talmud, it literally says in Ketubah 11b, when a grown-up man has intercourse with a little girl, it is nothing. Sanhedrin 54b, a Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. And can you correct me if I'm wrong, Dustin? Does it also say that you can have sex with the child if you're a rabbi and the child is 3 years old and 1 day and you can marry the child as well? Is that correct or no?
I don't know if that's a direct quote, but many of their like most famous rabbis have in fact taken child brides, just like Muhammad did. It's a fairly common practice, child rape and also the sex slave industry. Organ trafficking, child trafficking, human trafficking are all basically the centered, all capital in Israel, false Israel. Where they go, these things are just abundant and evil boils over. I will add that it's the way that they control everybody, Christians, Muslims, brown, white, alike, man, woman, old, young, is the stories that they tell us, the stories that we eventually tell ourselves. They tell us, for example, as white Christians that, and I was an atheist for most of my life, but the white Christian story is basically you support Israel if you're a good Christian, and if you want salvation, if you want to be a good person in God's eyes, you have to be a good person in the Jews' eyes. And they have always done this when they have power. It's exactly what Jesus was rebuking in his time. And the story is that they tell brown people is that white people took everything from you and were your slavers and captors and destroy your family and everything else. But the truth is, almost in the entire slave industry then and now was Jewish. All the slave ships were Jewish, about 90% or more. And in terms of like destroying the black family, LBJ, closet Jew probably, and definitely working with the Jews, did that with his Great Society project. And he bragged he would have, quote, them niggers voting Democrat for the next 200 years, end quote. And, you know, you see the same thing happening with Mao in China, another Jewish puppet. You see the same thing happening with the leaders in Russia, Lenin and Stalin, when they took over, Jewish puppets or Jews themselves. It's always their tactic. And I'm probably rambling a little bit, but they have done this again and again and again to us. And using the stories that we tell through our entertainment, through all of their different avenues, including the fake news and the fake science and the fake history, they craft these lies. And oh, what tangled webs we weave when first we practice to deceive, right? These are very tangled webs.
What do you think the social effect will be on this footage where we are now able to, in defense of the Jews, beat up women and beat up blacks, if we are whites or blacks? Basically, as long as you're defending the Jew, you can rape women, you can rape children, you can assault blacks. What effect is this going to have on the United States of America? And am I exaggerating, or is this what I'm seeing?
You're seeing it. You're seeing the effect play out with in terms of our colleges or war zones now, but they have lost the narrative. They have dropped the carrot, and they are using the stick with both hands, and they are beating everybody into submission. But they don't have the numbers. They don't have the power for that. Their economy is collapsing, and they basically need us to kill ourselves or each other. And if we unite against them, they have no hope in hell of winning that. So we're at the point now they have – just like many times before historically, they have begun to silence and censor through the legal mechanisms, through the politicians and the laws, even when it's not actually lawful, like we have a free speech First Amendment. They've begun to do all of this again, and that's what happens again and again and again before they get overthrown. They lose control, they drop the carrot, they shift from the stories over to the stick. And then they lose power because people start to wake up because they're tired of getting beaten left and right. So they're almost out of power now. We're sort of at that late stage and the world is uniting against them. And you see this across the West at college campuses and where youth congregate. Especially, it's brown-led, sure, it's Palestinian-led, and we've had a whole lot of Muslims imported to the nation, but good people of all colors, just like united under the Nazi agenda to fight back against communism and the spread of Jewish power, which was a very multiracial and multicultural and even multi-religious, the most ever army assembled under Hitler, who was probably a controlled op, but that's a story for another day. The Nazis were the good guys, but basically they're just playing out history again and again and again, where they take over, they deceive, they manipulate, they infiltrate, they dominate. You could use some demonic terms in this case, like they subjugate, they oppress, etc. And then people start to wake up to it, and then the wine and the wine and the whiskey wear off. The bread and the circuses wear off.
So I'm envisioning a day in the near future where one of these brainwashed police officers will end up killing a woman or a black person. And as opposed to everybody getting all upset, like what happened with George Floyd, Alan Dershowitz will step in and say, well, the black person deserved to die because the black person was an anti-Semite. Or the woman deserved to die because she was an anti-Semite. What do you think of this? And do you think I'm far off with what I'm saying in the near future, as long as the Jews are showing that now not only do they have control of the Congress, the Senate, the White House, the U.S. military, but also of the police? Check this out.
I've suggested an organization that of lawyers that is roughly entitled "Hit a Jew, We Sue You," and really good lawyers, not to let a single person get away with a single anti-Semitic act. As soon as a person is caught with an anti-Semitic act, because the police almost never prosecute, we'll sue them.
So I want to address the police thing. I didn't forget to mention.
Bankrupt them, make them sleep on the street. I have no sympathy for an anti-Semite.
Did you hear what he said? Listen to this.
Make them sleep on the street. I have no sympathy for an anti-Semite.
So this guy, he wants to bankrupt anybody. So this woman, for example, if the cops don't kill her, would have her be essentially legally assaulted by a bunch of Jewish lawyers. And of course, the Jewish judges are part of this whole scam that they got going on. I found this out through the Crackhead Jesus trials when the law firm of Alexander Condi and Aaron R. Cohen told me that the Jewish lawyers and the Jewish judges control the U.S. justice system. And this goes back to the letter of Sanhedrin with Constantinople, when they said that they were going to take over the merchants and that they were going to take over the and the medical and infiltrate, and that's what they're doing.
I'm surprised you know that. People know that. That's the basis of the Protocols of Zion, was the Grand Satrap of Constantinople.
So what do you think? Am I far off with that? Is this the future in the United States? If they can't get the police to kill you, they'll bankrupt you.
What they have is basically a highly, highly bought-in secret society-led officer class and up, especially in the military, but also in most like major police stations and precincts and such. If anybody has any real authority, they've probably been initiated or approached with it. And frankly, it's pretty far gone. It's rampant. The corruption is so bad at this point. But you see, for example, like West Point pushing communism and such. So, you see what they did to their own folks during the pandemic, et cetera. So obviously the military is also controlled, but it's also happening to the police force. When they were doing the defund the police movement all over the country, I was predicting that they are going to refund the police within 2 to 3 years using their own police. And I expected a bunch of people who did not speak English and did not care about our rights or cultural ways. And that's exactly what we're also seeing play out. However, I do want to mention that during these protests in places like Texas, you're going to see a lot of white cops beating on people. They really, really, really want to turn white Western people against Muslim brown people because that's their way out of what they've done in Palestine and Gaza. Blame it on the West. They're already trying to say, let's bring all of the Palestinian refugees that we're bombing to death over to America. And then on the way, they're going to get hit with NGOs that are saying from Jewish, you know, messages basically saying America did this to you. Let's get together and get them. Jews and Muslims unite against the white guy. And it's the Jews bombing them, destroying their lives, sending them here, saying, let's get whitey, just like you just showed earlier. And this is something that they do over and over and over again as well. They destabilize the Middle East. They flood them over here. And then they mix the ants in the jar and shake the jar.
One of the things that I'm also predicting is that Alejandro Mayorkas, who is a Jew, has opened the floodgates. A lot of people don't understand that Alejandro Mayorkas, before being put into this position, he was in charge of the HIAS. He was on the board of directors there. For those who don't know, that's the Hebrew Immigrant Society, or basically they have encampments next to the China camp. And they are helping these illegal aliens, these terrorists, enter into the United States. So like you were saying, what they're going to do, and because they create this race war, like John Stewart was saying, us Jews and blacks need to get together and get whitey. Also, I just showed footage the other day of rabbis saying that the day that the Christians and the Muslims get together, we're screwed. So they have to keep the Christians and the Muslims apart. They have to keep the blacks and the whites apart. And while they have these races fighting each other without realizing that it was the Jews who ran the slave trade, it's the Jews who have the huge wall that are not allowing people into Israel. They're the most racist people. So, but it's all distraction. It's all distraction.
I want to give people the biblical context, because this is the historical context, and it does go back beyond what we consider mainstream history in the modern era. But this is the actual, like, I call it primordial paradigm, original perspective. This is the appropriate perspective in order to look at these people. Instead of calling them Jew, which is a fairly recent word, 1500 years after Jesus, it was made up. It's better to call them Edom or Amalek, which is what, so in terms of what's happening between Arab and the white guy, the West and the Middle East right now, and like China, et cetera, these are racial instigations that are being instigated by them. They're mixing the ants in the jar and shaking the jar again. And this goes back again to the Bible. So Arabs come from Abraham, just like Israelites. Now, not all white people are Israelites, but all Israelites are white people, because Jacob Israel was one, and the law in the Bible says, other than grafting in spiritually, like there's a bloodline purity thing there to keep the Jews from taking over, basically. And, you know, there were times in the Bible where they were told to be put off. But basically, you're seeing cousins, Arabs and whites, cousins, Israelites and Arab Christians or Arab Muslims, whichever, Ishmaelites, you might call them. Of Ishmael, of Abraham, who have Abraham's temperament and cult and faith and righteousness, and oftentimes, so they have that sort of temperament, very, very similar to ours. We're cousins. The white man and the Arab are not just genetic cousins, but we're culturally, spiritually, in terms of philosophy, advancements to society and history, etc. Like we're both contributing a lot of different things in a similar vein, because we are so similar in our nature. So the Arab and the white man should get along just fine, but the Jew is trying to divide and conquer, and that's what, you know, is, they don't want to hear this sometimes, but Islam, in fact, was created by the Jews that were running Rome at the time, and Muhammad's wife, first wife, was a nun, and they were essentially pushing this to divide Christianity. After Rome quit killing Christians, they wanted to have a branch that could continue to kill Christians openly. And, you know, I give you the example that between Catholicism and Islam, they have virtually the exact same doctrines. They have virtually the exact same prayer sites, rituals, bones, saints, etc.
I can attest to that living here in this gateway country between Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and the EU. I'm surrounded by people from the Middle East, everywhere from the UAE to Dubai to Afghanistan. I meet a lot of Iranians. I meet a lot of people from Iraq. I'm constantly with people from Turkey because it's right next door. And I'm going to be honest with you, man, I feel safer and more comfortable with the Muslims than I do with the Jews. And I know that Laura Loomer says that you should read the Quran, but if you read the Talmud, it literally says even the best of non-Jews should all be killed. So how can I feel comfortable with a Jew when I know that their prime directive is to kill me, whether it's using pharmakia, using medicine, or the Babylonian magic trick of money and Jewish lawfare? So, I mean, they want to destroy us, and I'm trying to, but I'm being banned and censored everywhere. So that's why it's important for people that are watching this to share. VictorHugoCollection.com, share the channel. Dustin, where can they find your stuff?
I have a couple websites. DustinNemos.com has my interviews. NemosNewsNetwork.com has my reports on what's happening. TheSerapeum.com is the hidden history archive that explains why it's happening, what they believe in, what's going to happen, and what happened before. And Uncensored.Church is a new venture that we're doing now in order to just help people to have somewhere they can ask questions, because there just doesn't seem to be anywhere or a church out there that cares about these issues or talks about these things, like who real Israel is, a few churches do, or who real Edom is, the Jews, or the Seed War, or the Nephilim, or any of these important issues that are important to prophecy, important to our quality of life, important to what's going to happen to us, etc. People like to say, well, they're not salvation issues. Well, maybe if they just kill you and you were a good person, sure, but do you want them to just kill you? Do you want to survive? Do you want to know what's going to happen? Because the Bible says we are called to be vigilant. So, you know, those are my websites. I've got a wealth of information on there. My favorite link of all, I think, would be thesarapayam.com/His Story Revealed, because it's a collection of my top works. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. I just want to make sure that people understand that they're trying to kill you. And that includes the Jews, by the way, because ultimately they want to bring the population down to 500 million. And these people, they self-identify as Jews. They hide behind the ADL and the corrupt cops and the FBI and the CIA that are all working for these people who self-identify as Jews. But they're actually, like you say, demons. They're of the synagogue of Satan. So even if you self-identify as a Jew, as I do sometimes when I just... people call me an anti-Semite. I say, I can't be an anti-Semite. I'm wearing this beanie. This beanie gives you like Teflon protection. It's amazing. I really recommend everybody go out and get one of these, because if a cop stops you or whatever, you just put it on and the cops are like, homina, homina, homina. I can't do anything to you. You're a Jew. So it's just amazing. It's incredible how this little thing protects you. It's better than a condom. It's incredible. Anyway, you got to share this stuff, people. You've got to share this information, because we're over the target. If we were over the target, they wouldn't be banning and censoring us. And the reason why I do is I use satire, because if Jon Stewart can make jokes, which they say, oh, that's not a joke. They say it's not hate speech. It's a joke, because us Jews and blacks need to get together and get Whitey, which is kill Whitey. It's satire. Okay, well, then I'll say, you know what? Us Muslims and Christians, blacks and whites and all non-Jews need to get together and get the Jews, okay? So if Jon Stewart can say it and it's funny, then I can say it and it's funny too, because I'm wearing this hat. You see? It's like this. All right. So anyway, let's move on. I want to find out what you think about what's going on with the dollar, the U.S. fiat currency, because people are living out of their cars. They're not able to buy bread or feed their families. And again, this is another weapon that the Jews use, like Alan Dershowitz said, We will make sure that we take your car, that we bankrupt you. These people are full on. These people are fucking evil. So check this out.
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
So